Hello and welcome to Maximum Doors, the first talking book about the band. It was written and researched by Alan Clayson, music is by Amanda Thompson, and it's read by Robert Rayner. You can check out our full catalogue on our website at www.chromedreams.co.uk.
I think we're the band you love to hate. It's been that way from the beginning. You know, we're universally despised. I kind of relish the whole situation. I think we're on a monstrous ego trip, and people resent it. They hate us because we're so good.
Jim Morrison, the Doors' lead vocalist, has been the posthumous subject of both a best-selling biography and a cinema film. Each fueled the myth that he was the Doors. Whilst his narrow-eyed good looks, intellectual aura, and tight-trousered cavortings on the boards brought the Los Angeles-based quartet much publicity and notoriety, their recorded compositions were mostly either team efforts or by personnel other than Morrison. A schoolboy poet whose lines were, nevertheless, the lyrical base of 1967's organ-led Light My Fire. This US number one created demand for both the Doors' debut album, also much fixated on sex, death and mystery, and the Strange Days follow-up. It is on these first offerings that their reputation and influence were to rest, as the outfit that most successfully brought underground sounds beyond the student fringe to a mass teenage market, as well as middle-of-the-road cabaret lovers, with Light My Fire becoming as much of a showbiz standard as Yesterday, Up, Up and Away, or You Are the Sunshine of My Life. On consolidating their breakthrough with relentless touring, the Doors' impact in both the album and singles lists peaked in 1968 with respectively Waiting for the Sun, the origin of Morrison's Lizard King persona, and Hello, I Love You, another US chart topper and the first big smash in Britain. By then, mention of Jim Morrison was bringing out all sorts of strange stories of what people claimed they heard and saw. Many of the tales of escapades attributed to him, however, were improved with age or took place under the alibi of a stage act. Raw fact, though, was that the rabble-rousing Morrison's provocative, if ritualized approach in concert, mainly by exploiting suggestive verses to their fullest, was testing the tolerance of officialdom, whilst turning him into the archetypal rock messiah, a cross between a modern Dionysus and a kind of singing Marlon Brando. The turning of the tide may be dated from a disappointing fourth album, The Soft Parade, and also in 1969, a show in Florida where a booze-addled Lizard King was alleged to have exposed himself. This resulted in the loss of around $1 million worth of bookings during a long wait for the guilty verdict, with its resulting custodial sentence and appeal. Contradictory and far-fetched rumours circulated about what had happened to the Doors. A legend continued to take shape, but few could cite precise sources of information. Jim Morrison, meanwhile, completed both outstanding bookings and LA Woman, his final long player with the Doors during his lifetime. Next, he exiled himself to Paris amid rumours that he'd left the band, that he was actually intending to quit music altogether, and that he was nurturing a vague ambition of rising anew as a literary figure on a par with Ernest Hemingway, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Brendan Behan. After 27-year-old Morrison's sudden death in 1971, the attendant press coverage aided the entry of Riders on the Storm into the top 40 on both sides of the Atlantic. Yet Jim's shadow proved such a long-term hindrance to the furtherance of the Doors' career that keyboard player Ray Manzarek, drummer John Densmore, and guitarist Robbie Krieger went their separate ways at the beginning of 1973. They dared to issue two albums following his demise, but the notion of a Doors without Morrison proved untenable. Therefore, commercial pragmatism reunited Densmore, Krieger, and Manzarek in 1978 to provide backing on An American Prayer, an album of their former frontman reciting poems and speaking on the telephone during the LA Woman sessions. Now available on compact disc, An American Prayer and all manner of other Doors releases sell steadily today. That the hits never fade from the radio demonstrates too that the group still preoccupy countless fans' lives. Moreover, every era of post-Woodstock pop, from glam to Britpop, has thrown up at least one major act displaying the Doors' influence. Among them, Alice Cooper, The Stranglers, Oasis, and Nirvana, as well as record industry moguls scraping the barrel for anything on which Jim Morrison even breathed decades after the music was over.